Chapter 3. 6:13 a.m. Low strands of cloud in a rinsed-out pre-dawn sky. Last night's drizzle still sequined on the black metal carapaces of the rap-rep shuttles, Evercrete landing apron damp with it and spots of rain still in the air. Joey Driscoll came out of the canteen with a tall canister of self-heating coffee in each hand, arms spread wide as if to balance the weight, eyes heavy-lidded with end-of-shift drowse, his mouth unzipped in a cavernous yawn. The siren hit, upward-winding like the threat of a gigantic dentist's drill.
"Oh, for fuck's sake!"
For a moment he stood in weary disbelief, then the coffee canisters hit the Evercrete and he was running resignedly for the tackle room. Above his head the sirens made it to their first hitched-in breath and started the cranking whine all over again. Big LCLS panels on the hangar lintels lit with flashing amber. Off to the left, under the sirens, he heard the deeper-throated grind of the rapid-response shuttle's turbines kicking in. Maybe a minute and a half tops before they hit pitch. Two more minutes for crew loading, and then they'd be lifting, dipping and bobbing on the apron like dogs trying to tug loose from a tight leash. Anyone late aboard was going to get their balls cut off. He made the tackle room door just as Zdena darted out of it, tactical vest still not fully laced on, helmet dangling off the lower edge, XM still long-stocked in her hand from standing in the rack, wide-mouthed, Slavic grin as she saw him.
"Where's my fucking coffee, Joe?"
she had to shout over the sirens.
"Back there on the concrete. You want it, go lick it up."
He gestured up in exasperation at the noise.
"I mean, fuck! 40 minutes to shift change and we get this shit. Why they pay us, cowboy?"
She snapped the XM's stock down to carbine length and secured it there, shoved the weapon into the long stick grip sheath on her thigh and focused on pulling the buckles tight on her tack vest. Joey shouldered past her.
"They pay us?"
Into the riot of the tackle room at alert, a dozen other bodies yelling, cursing at their superannuated gear, laughing out the tension like dogs barking. Joe grabbed vest, helmet, tea mask off the untidy piles on the counter, didn't bother putting any of it on. Experience had taught him to do that in the belly of the rap-rap as it tilted out of...